Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Arun Viswanath is faculty associate at the Berkman Klein Center at Harvard University. He joins us now to talk a little bit about Amazon's Sidewalk feature that basically, if you have an Echo, an Amazon smart speaker, a Ring doorbell, one of several other Amazon devices, it's been turned on, maybe without you knowing, sharing a little bit of your internet to create an expanded network. Arun, thanks for being with us this morning. I guess my big question is, what are the important questions that people should be asking about this new, I guess we'll call it a feature?
Hey, Brian, good morning. It's good to be here. You know, there's a ton of questions you got to be asking. And the first thing you got to ask is, what's the data that's being shared? What at all is being shared? And we know Amazon has told us what they're going to take or what they're going to share or what they're collecting. But every one of us needs to ask this question, right? Which is, would we be okay if, I don't know, if a government asks us to share some of our internet connection? It's the same question you got to ask yourself when there is a private company of the size of Amazon, which is the size of a few governments right now, also kind of extending your home network and not telling you exactly what data from that home network is being used.
Arun, is this also a reminder to us that these devices belong to us, but it's really Amazon and others that are in control of them?
Absolutely, Susan. I mean, look, this is just Amazon trying to sell us on why we needed to expand our reach, but really, it's Amazon expanding its reach. All it's doing is creating, you know, a big, giant network of networks, right? So it's basically taking everybody's internet connection and spreading it out, so that they can sell more products like, you know, the tile tracker. So when you walk around with a tile tracker or you attach it to some product and that moves around from network to network, it can be tracked. So they can sell more tile trackers. They can sell more smart devices. So it's being sold to us as a benefit so we can use these products. But really, they're the ones who benefit from this eventually. They're the ones who are monetizing this. You and I, we're just sharing our networks. We're just sharing the devices, which we never knew was going to be used as beacons for them.
Sharing is the interesting word here, right? Because I almost don't know what word to use. I likened it yesterday to if you have solar panels or like a windmill in your backyard and it powers your home, but then you also have extra energy and then you feed that back into the electric grid. I mean, you get paid for that. This, it's almost as if, all right, you have a little bit of extra bandwidth you're not using. Let's just send it back out to everybody, but you're not getting paid.
Right. One is you're not getting paid. Two, it's not extra bandwidth. It's just bandwidth that's taken whether you like it or not. It may not be extra, right? Three, some of us pay for bandwidth caps, even on cable networks, right? Xfinity, for instance, has a bandwidth cap. You don't get compensated. Although, you know, while Amazon says we're not going to take a lot of your data, there's a 50 megabyte data limit, it's still data you don't get compensated for. And I think one of the last things, and this is really important, is with solar, with your example, you can choose to do that. Here, this was switched on for you, and you have to choose to not do it. So, you know, most people don't even know that their devices have been switched on and it's already on the Amazon Sidewalk network. It's just kind of very interesting. The question is, who owns the device? Well, like Susan just said, is this ours or is this theirs that we're actually just, you know, using based on how they decide we should use it?
It does sound like that. Arun, what is the dark side? What can happen in a situation like this?
Well, as of now, we don't know what you know, we're talking about a future case, right? Right now, there's only the tile tracker that's essentially using this network. But think of the reach of this, right? We've already seen this with Ring devices, doorbell cameras, for instance. You know, they created a network of that. There were about, you know, 20,000 different, you know, police reports, departments all over the country asking for that data. Now, this is something which was very unexpected. You're going to have similar requests coming in now for, you know, few of the things that these will track. Movement, for instance. We're talking about a future where, you know, they're going to put this on other devices. This could be, we could talk about drones. We could talk about even something like earphones, Amazon's Echo Buds. That could be moving around, and they could be tracking your movements using that. So the creep here is how far this can go. As more devices come on, more things are shared on these same networks, more data is being shared. So one is the company itself getting a lot of data. The second is eventually all of this, you know, lands somewhere in some dark web. Eventually, somebody figures out a way to corrupt this, to get into these processes. It hasn't happened yet. But again, these are so new that we don't know what happens when that happens. It's just a matter of time. We've seen this all over in the last decade. Eventually, everything leaks. And so that's your second fear. The bad guy's getting an access to all that data, the metadata, the movement data, your walking, where you went, how you went. Adding to data that they already have of who you are and, you know, what you're doing. So you put the two things together, and they have a comprehensive picture of you that you never even knew existed. That's the sad part of it. You don't know that that data exists.
It's really interesting, and it is interesting to consider how that network that, you know, as of right now, Amazon would tell you it's, you know, just very small. It's being used for only these specific purposes, but how it might evolve. And, you know, it was last week, we didn't even know it was going to be there at all. So, I mean, it shows you how quickly these things can happen. The technology of it, Arun, I'm very interested in that, because it seems like the tech behind it would be beneficial to people if it was just kind of used within their own home. The idea that, you know, something else in your house can be used as kind of a Wi-Fi range extender, that's pretty interesting if, you know, you were to have sole control of it.
Right. I mean, and if you could lock it to your device and just your own usage. So remember, what this thing is doing is it's basically creating, using a low-power wireless connection, a Bluetooth low-energy signal. So it's taking a part of your wireless bandwidth, combining it with other people's wireless bandwidth, and also using part of the radio spectrum and expanding its range. But it's expanding its range for every device that can use that bridge, which is every device, which is theirs, of course. So it's not just, you know, you walking around with your devices extending your network. It's you providing this giant network for all their devices, anybody's devices for that matter. So there are advantages, sure, right? So let's say, you know, you have a door lock that you need to open and suddenly you're out of Wi-Fi range and you're able to do it. That's great. But does that require a network that is so expansive? And the answer is no. You know, you're better off just having a better Wi-Fi signal with a more robust range. That's the easy option if it was for the individual. So this is a whole different approach to it. And we're seeing this evolve, right? I mean, we're looking at this even with Apple AirTags. It's not analogous to it, although they're much different in terms of privacy protections. So the concern here is how broad this is, how much more data it is, you know, gathering up, and, you know, how this is not really an opt-in. You're forced into this right now. You have to learn to opt out. And there is, you know, something to be said that a company like Amazon doesn't really force you to use two-factor authentication. Right? They don't opt you into it. Now, that would have been something smart. That would protect you. Instead, this is something you need to opt out of because it benefits them.
It seems like it's a good time to check all of our settings, and more than just, you know, the Amazon app.
Absolutely, Susan. And here's the way it works. It's just an update that they did, and it got switched on. Now the question is, a year down the road, do we have to do this every time? Or does it stay opted out? We don't know, right? This is a first try and first attempt at trying to create this expansive network. I'm sure if it doesn't work and everybody opts out, there will be something else that will come in.
Every day I get closer and closer to chucking that cell phone in the middle of Lake Erie, and we'll see if it happens eventually. Arun, thanks so much for the time this morning. It really helpful to have your insight. Arun Viswanath over at Harvard University talking about Amazon's new Sidewalk feature.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.